Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where it is a great privilege and pleasure to talk about a book that should and could, and I hope will, change the thinking of the world. Actually, it doesn't need to change the thinking abroad that much, because that thinking has already changed. But America needs to catch up in one regard. We do not have a population problem in terms of too many people. We will face a population problem of too few people, in particular too few babies, too few young people to take care of those of us who are rapidly aging. That's the theme of the new bestseller, What to Expect When No One's Expecting, America's Coming Demographic Disaster. The author is Jonathan Last. You've read some of his terrific articles. We've quoted them and cited them from Weekly Standard, Wall Street Journal, and elsewhere. Jonathan, congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's just such a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to speak to you. You're contributing to solving a very, very devastating national problem. What's the problem?
So the problem is we're not having enough babies. And this sort of runs counter to everything that we've been told over the last 40 years, right? I mean, beginning with Paul Ehrlich's population bomb in 1968, all we've been told is that the world is too crowded, the world is overpopulated, we're heading to doom, because we're just bursting at the seams, we're going to use up all of our resources, and doom and calumny, and it's the end times. And it turns out that's not right. And it's more than not right, it's exactly wrong. When Paul Ehrlich wrote his book, he predicted in the opening two pages that within 2 to 3 years, hundreds of millions of people would starve to death, he said. And he said that there was nothing that could be done to stop this. Well, that wasn't true, of course. Hundreds of millions of people did not starve to death. And in fact, we underwent the Green Revolution in agriculture so that now food is more plentiful than it has ever been before in human history. Starvation is basically gone, except as a political weapon that corrupt dictators use against their own people. And in fact, the interesting thing about this is that as Paul Ehrlich was publishing his book, the fertility rate in the Western countries, in the United States, Canada, Europe, it was falling off the table. It went into the steepest decline in recorded history. And that then began what would turn into a global fertility decline. In 1970, the total fertility rate for the world, and that's the average number of children born to the average woman, was 6.5. That's 1970. In 2010, it was 2.5. I mean, that's an astonishing rate of decrease.
Okay, hold on. Let's repeat that for just a moment. Because this, of course, is at the very core of your book. The book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting, and it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. I really do hope that people for the weekend will order a copy, because this is important. This is not an argument starter. It's an argument settler, because it's so well argued and so well documented. But the numbers that you just gave should knock everybody off their chairs, except for the people who are driving home right now. Give the numbers again.
So in 1970, our total fertility rate for the world, globally, was 6.5 children born to the average woman. And in 30 years, that's really only a generation and a half in demographic terms, it dropped to 2.5. You're not supposed to commit math on the air, but I think that's a decrease of about 65, maybe 70%. That's astonishing. The world has never seen anything like that. And it's funny, you know, in the popular left, if you read the Guardian newspaper or you read the New York Times, ever since 1970, they've been frittering their fingers worrying about overpopulation. But out in the academic world and the professional demography world, even in places like the United Nations, the World Bank, which are hotbeds of liberalism, all of the serious research has not been about overpopulation, but for 30 years it has been exactly about the fertility bust. It is a global historical phenomenon that is only dimly starting to be understood. And what's interesting is that outside of America, there is great agreement on both the left and the right about this, about, you know, what it is. There's some agreement about why it is here and about the consequences it is about to have. And it's only in America where we're just sort of catching up to this. And I'm hoping that my book can really, you know, as you said, end one argument, but start another discussion.
Isn't Vladimir Putin has been offering bonuses and commendations for husbands and wives who get busy over in Russia, isn't he?
He is, and you know, he's actually only the most recent in a long line of Soviet attempts to do that. Joseph Stalin, they had fertility problems brewing during the Soviet Union. Stalin created a motherhood medal for Soviet women who had five children or more. You can actually
buy
these
things. Well, they had to make up for all the dead bodies.
Exactly. You can actually buy them on eBay now. They run you about $12. I did not get one of those for my pregnant wife for Christmas. I thought of it for momentarily about dropping into her stocking.
Okay, well, how about Valentine's Day? That's right. Nothing you know, says romance like a motherhood
medal. You know, as a husband, you never get credit for the things you don't do.
Right, right. But what's interesting about that is I think there's legislation, isn't there, that if you're wearing motherhood medals that you haven't actually earned and been awarded?
They come and they rip your epaulets off.
That's right. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The book, which is fascinating and amusing and sobering, and ultimately rather inspiring, is What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. You have a big, big problem with Hispanic immigrants to the United States, right?
I do. I do. And that's that they are not likely to continue coming. You know, I always say at the outset with people when I talk about immigration, I say that I actually feel like so much of our discussion about immigration could be solved if the two sides would both just sort of admit that there are downsides to both. You know, when I hear the people on the left who say, oh, we just need to legalize all the immigrants, as if there are no costs to this, it drives me nuts. Because, of course, there are costs. There are very real costs. There are economic costs, downward wage pressures, particularly at the lower end of the wage scale. There are social cohesion costs, which are even discovered by, you know, liberal sociologists like Robert Putnam at Harvard. But on the other hand, if you strip away the politics of it and look at everything through purely the lens of demographics, immigration has been incredibly vital to us. We've gotten 38 million immigrants over the last 30 years. That is the longest, largest sustained wave in our country's history. And if you strip those new immigrants out and you strip their higher fertility rates out, because they come to America with higher fertility rates than the natives, then our demographic profile looks exactly like Europe. Immigration has, in a sense, bought us about 30 years in order to, you know, try to work this problem and figure out a way out of it on our own. And that is something that actually, it's for all the problems immigration has brought us, which are real and which I do not deny, I argue that they turn out to be high-class problems to have.
If you can just illuminate in about a minute, and then we have to go to a break, and then we'll come back with callers. What's the problem if everybody in America has one child or no children?
So the problem is that eventually, and it takes about a generation and a half, two generations and a half, your age profile inverts. You wind up with many more old people than young people. This causes all the problems you might expect, problems with Social Security, Medicare, and entitlements. But then it creates downstream problems. It causes economic stagnation. Capital pools shift and begin to dry up. You don't have enough people creating innovation and engaging in entrepreneurship. Demand shrinks. You go into what people call an economic demographic winter. And then it makes sustaining a military very difficult as well. You don't have either the money or the warm bodies to it.
Okay, one of the things I would suggest to people is if you don't understand the problem with what Jonathan V. Last is writing about in What to Expect When No One's Expecting, go visit Sun City or some other retirement community. It can be very nice places, a lot of nice golf courses and a lot of nice people who are active and enjoying their retirement years. But what would the world look like if basically every town were a retirement community? It's a problem. If you don't think it is, you can give us a call. We're speaking with Jonathan Last, his new bestseller, up at our website, michaelmedved.com, What to Expect When No One's Expecting. Right back with your problems, challenges, questions, and more.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved at MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. A new study of the aging process demolishes one of the chief leftist claims about health care, that government control can eliminate inequality. The research conducted by Harvard and University College London looked at more than 25,000 people over 50 in the U.S. and the U.K. In both countries, subjects with higher net worth enjoyed an identical advantage of 8 to 9 disability-free years compared to those with little
little or no personal wealth. The result shocked experts who expected that Britain's highly touted government-funded National Health Service would produce more equal outcomes than the United States. Data strongly suggests the real difference in health and longevity reflect common patterns in both countries, where the poor are far more likely to smoke, to consume unhealthy diets, to abuse drugs and alcohol, and shun regular exercise. In both America and Britain, health depends less on government programs than on lifestyle choices we can control. I'm Michael Medved.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
I don't know. exactly who you are.
Your cultural crusader.
At where this is going.
All across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
21 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show. And as always, Blinds.com goes a step beyond for our listeners. They send you free color samples anytime you want before ordering. That way you can make sure, absolutely sure, that you love the color, you love the texture of your favorite selections before you even order. And besides free color samples, Blinds.com gives my listeners free shipping, boom, free expert advice, boom, and no sales tax, boom, in most states. So set up your home now so it's ready for spring with Blinds.com. And you may use those blinds with Valentine's Day approaching, those of you out there who are fortunate enough to be married, to help solve one of America's most serious problems, and this is no joke. And the problem is demographic disaster. The book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting. The author is Jonathan V. Last. I take it, Jonathan, that given your perspective, you're not a a big fan of the $300 million a year that our federal government gives to Planned Parenthood.
No, I'm most certainly not. And boy, I would spend that on just about anything. I'd spend that on whoopee cushions before I would give that to Planned Parenthood.
That actually might accomplish a lot more. Let's go to John in Stuart, Florida. John, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you know, since you and me have been born, the population of the world has over doubled. You know, how we're only about 5 or 6% of the population in the United States. And we're using 35% of the natural resources. We have to slow our birth rates down more than third world countries because we're using finite resources.
Jonathan,
we're using
Last,
up all the, pardon?
I want to give Jonathan Last a chance to respond.
Yeah, I'd say two things, John. First of all, you can't just look at that top line number, the actual population number. You have to look at the whole curve. You know, I always, again, you're not supposed to do math, but I have to, I'm afraid. Think back to calculus in high school, right? When you're looking at the slope of the curve, which is the DXDT, our population growth curve has been flattening out over time. And all the people who sort of do this for a living now and study the numbers, the general belief is that world population growth, and this cake is pretty much baked for the next 50 years or so, it's going to peak. No matter what we do, it's going to peak somewhere around 9, maybe 10 billion, and then it's going to begin contracting. That's where we're heading. As far as resources...
What makes you think that?
Well, because we know how many people there are, we know how many people there are in each cohort, and we know what the fertility trend lines have been up to now. And so when you sort of then just do the math, it actually isn't particularly complicated. It's basically...
Okay, so let me just...
About global warming? Let's talk about global warming.
Well, can I address resources first? Is that all right, John?
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a criticism which has been raised since the time of Thomas Malthus, that, you know, we're gonna not have resources, we're gonna use everything up. But yet over the last 100 years, commodities prices have continued to fall. If you look at the economic work of Esther Bozwitz and Julian Simon, what they suggest, and I think this is a pretty convincing argument, lots of other economists do as well, increasing population gives you increasing innovation and increasing technology, which ultimately always increases conservation. Think about America. Think about what the American environment looked like in 1970. We had acid rain. We had terribly polluted rivers, streams, and lakes. We had smog. Well, we've increased America's population 50% since 1970, and yet in almost every respect, we live in a much cleaner, more environmentally friendly, and much more sustainable way right now. It doesn't
and we live
along
the coast, and the oceans are rising.
Okay, John in Stuart, Florida. Let me try something on you here. And this is, you say, since we've been alive...
I just have good common sense, Michael.
Well, if you have good common sense...
Do you believe in global warming?
Of course. Do I believe that the world is getting warmer? Yes. Do I believe that...
And the oceans are going to rise.
No, I don't believe that. Because
the oceans.
Okay, the idea that the oceans are going to rise... You know what? If the oceans rise an inch, it's not a problem, John. And hold on. If you have such good common sense, will you listen for a moment? You with
sure.
me, John? Okay. You started off this conversation by saying, since you and I were born, that the world population has doubled. What's happened to the rates of starvation, health, the ability to feed people, the ability to people? Let me just throw something out there. There's a British scientist and political leader and commentator, an amazing guy named Lord Rees-Mogg. And Lord Rees-Mogg, I think, has a brilliant analysis of this.
is that at the end of World War II, and this is true, you can look it up, about 80% of the people on planet Earth were living on subsistence. They didn't know where their next meal was coming from. It was tough to feed them. Today, about 80% of the world's population are middle class or above. They're food secure. They're not starving. They have water. All of these resources, the starvation and hardship that people predicted with growing population, exactly the opposite has happened, John. Do you recognize that?
The more people we have, the more congested it gets, and the more apt we're going to fight with our neighbors. Look through history. That is happening.
Why do you think, hold it, John, why do you think the murder rate in
my
the,
paragraph,
Mike, John, Mike, why do you think the murder rate in the United States has been cut more than in half? Why do you think we have the lowest murder rate in New York City than since they've begun measuring it, which was the 1930s?
What's that got to do with overpopulation?
Because you just said the more crowded things get, the more people fight,
well,
the more violence we have.
A world war.
Okay, world war has been going down. Steven Pinker, who is a big leftist, has written a book called The Better Angels of Our Nature, which actually measures global violence. And crime has gone down across the globe, as has warfare among human beings. Jonathan Last.
You know, it becomes tough to talk about this. Look, everybody's got to believe in something, you know, and a lot of our environmentalist friends, and maybe this is you, John, but maybe it's not. I don't mean to be tarring you with this brush, too. But they believe that human beings are a pestilence and that, you know, we've got to take care of Mother Gaia. And that's fine. I don't, you know, look, that's like, you know, you trying to argue me out of the virgin birth. But just understand, it's not actually based on any science or data. It's just a belief, a theological belief. And I say, God bless, you know, cling to that. But it is belief. It doesn't really have any correlation with the real data and the real science.
Yeah, and one of the fascinating things here is that, am I right that one of the reasons that they think that the population, the fertility has gone down all around the world, is you're talking about the 6.5 children average fertility, which has dropped, is not all of those 6.5 children used to be able to live to maturity. Today,
right.
The chances of having a baby and having that baby grow up are actually vastly increased.
Right. Much, much higher. Infant mortality is, you know, a fraction of what it once was. And I would say, you know, one other thing just on global warming, because this kind of gets my goat a little bit. You know, to believe in global warming, you've got to believe, just thinking like back to, like, you know, basic college logic, you've got to believe three contingencies. You have to believe that global warming is real. You then have to believe that it is going to cause bad things. And you then have to believe that it is man-made. And those are the three, that chain of logic that you have to believe in.
So
and each, you know, each thing, right. And each thing, like, requires a set of probabilities that maybe this happens, maybe it doesn't. With the population contraction, you don't really have to believe in anything because the math is here and we know what their historical results are. People who are only concerned about global warming but not about population contraction are not interested in science. They're selling you something else.
Okay, what do we do about it? We will get to that and more with the author of What to Expect When No One's Expecting, Jonathan Last, coming up.
Your daily dose of debate.
Calm down for a minute. Do you understand how irrational you're sounding?
Because I'm not sounding irrational.
You're not. Uh-huh.
No.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show. For complete show archives, go to michaelmedved.com and consider becoming a Medhead. Use the promo code SPRING40 for some special discounts. When you become a premium subscriber, you get access to hundreds of Michael's commentaries, movie reviews, exclusive podcasts, and of course our commercial-free radio show going back years and years.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is continuing to provide updates on Hurricane Ian as it nears Cuba, saying it is expected to strengthen and strike Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. Reassuring Floridians, there are more than 25,000 linemen prepared to bring back power if there is a power outage.
We're also in contact with all the major utilities throughout the state of Florida, from Duke Energy, TECO, FPNL, municipal providers, as well as rural electric co-ops. You have more than 25,000 linemen that are stationed ready to go.
In a big shift in its manufacturing strategy, Apple has begun making its iPhone 14 in India. The company is also scaling back some production in China. Apple has been manufacturing iPhones in India since 2017. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
And it's easy to see why Jonathan V. Last's new bestseller is provoking controversy and discussion all across the country. It was featured in a huge excerpt in the Wall Street Journal last weekend, which is very provocative. Everybody should take a look at that and take a look at the book itself. It's called What to Expect When No One's Expecting. And parents out there, if you have married children and you're kind of wondering why no grandchildren yet, get them this book. It's a perfect gift. Jonathan Last, is there something that you think a government could do differently in this country to avoid the demographic disaster you write about?
You know, I think it's... The things that the government can do are really at the margins. There's been a lot of research on this, and my book is, I think actually, if I could just pat myself on the back, I think it's actually a very readable and sort of enjoyable book to read, but it's very data-driven because there's been a lot of good research on this. And what the research has found is that pronatalist policies, things that the government does, whether they are sort of more liberal in the way that the Scandinavians and the French do it, or more conservative in the way that the Asian countries do it, are only marginally effective. One survey of literature says that for every 25% increase in government spending on pronatalist measures, you get just about a 0.5% increase in the fertility rate. And so there are real limits to what, I'm surprised, there are limits to what the government can do well in affecting cultural change. Who would have thought that? But there's good news in this, I think. And the good news is that demographers measure something called ideal fertility, and that is the number of children that people say they would like to have in a perfect world. And for all that we've been told that, you know, that non-traditional families are out, people want to focus on their careers, they don't want kids anymore, the numbers on this actually don't lie. the ideal fertility number for America is 2.5, and it has been 2.5 for 40 years. It has been stable for two generations. And so what that really, what jumps out at you then is the gap between our achieved fertility, which in America right now is about 1.9, and then our ideal fertility. And what that tells me is that people still want families. And the problem is that life, you sort of, you know, culture, economics, all these things have just sort of gotten in the way of people achieving their ideals. And to the extent the government's going to do anything, what I argue in the book is it ought to be looking not to goose things or incentivize things, but to try to identify what the impediments are, what the roadblocks have been and have become to people trying, you know, keeping them from their ideal fertility, and try to sort of, you know, remove those roadblocks.
Let's go to Sean in Atlanta. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Jonathan Last.
Thank you for taking my call, Michael. I listen a lot.
You bet.
Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I'm doing my part, Michael. I have eight children.
Well, God bless you. Thank you.
And it is difficult with a large family. I've had this discussion with many people in the past, and I have two points I'd like to make. One is that, you know, how it relates to illegal immigration is that I think both parties have turned their eye to the, turned a blind eye to that because they realize you can't grow the economy without a growing population. And then the second question, and I'll hang up, is how do you think the abortion rate, I've heard one person say that we've had over 54 million babies aborted in this country. How do you think that affects, you know, what we're looking at now? If we never had that, where would we be, I guess?
Great question, Sean. Jonathan Last.
And I'll hang up. Thank you.
Sean, that is a great question, actually, and I have a whole chapter that deals with abortion in my book. It's really striking, particularly if you look at the decade after Roe versus Wade. So once all the abortions are legal, sort of, and on the books then, following Roe, in the following 10 years after that moment, you see a 100% increase in the number of abortions annually. That's really gobsmacking. 13 million children aborted during that first decade after Roe. Now, I think you could make the argument that a great number of these abortions would have been converted to live births absent Roe. Now, however, that changes because then over time, when you look at the demographics of people who go and have abortions, particularly over the last now 20 years or so, what you see is that abortion has become kind of just birth control as a last resort. I think you can make the case that a lot of the abortions in the last 20 years, absent Roe, actually probably wouldn't have taken place because these people would have found ways to make sure that they didn't get pregnant in the first place. There has been some research on this.
Okay, when we come back, I want to ask you about the Freakonomics argument that says that if we didn't have all those abortions, we didn't have Roe v. Wade, we'd have a rising crime rate. That the reason that crime rate has gone down is because we aborted so many potential criminals. Is that a racist argument? I actually kind of think it is. We'll get to that and more coming up.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. During the period of home isolation, I've looked more deeply into messages in the traditional prayers I recite every morning. For instance, a key passage in ancient Jewish liturgy is the Yishtabach, or the God be praised prayer. It concludes by hailing, quote, the God of thanksgivings, Master of Wonders, who chooses melodious songs. Now, this should remind us that music, with its mysterious power to stir souls, is a divine gift, but also that not all music is created equal. We praise God not for creating music, humans do that, but for choosing the right songs. So what music would God choose? I'd assume heaven would select enduring achievements of the last 300 years, possessing depth and spirituality, rather than superficial yelps that may prove popular but fleeting. God's playlist more likely features Bach and Mozart over hip-hop or techno-pop. That meaningful choice could help all of us endure this devastating interruption in our lives. I'm Michael Medved.
Jonathan Last, right before the break, your book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. I couldn't recommend it more enthusiastically. The subtitle is America's Coming Demographic Disaster. And this is one of those books. So we get, Jonathan, a lot of books sent across the desk here, as you can imagine. I mean, literally, scores a week, hundreds a month. And this is one of those books I'm going to keep. And cite because it's that important. What do you say to the Freakonomics argument? The guys who wrote Freakonomics in their first Freakonomics book make the case that it was actually a good thing in terms of the crime rate that we've had the 50 million abortions since Roe v. Wade. They argue that the falling crime rate, which has been one of the big phenomena of American life recently, is entirely due to the fact that more babies from troubled backgrounds are being aborted. And in fact, you could make a broader argument as a challenge to your whole argument here, which is that, okay, right now we do have improving living standards throughout the world, great improvements in medical care, great improvements in quality of life all around planet Earth. Is that not in part due to the falling fertility?
Let me take those backwards, actually. The answer is yes. When a society radically cuts back its fertility rate, and a lot of the Asian nations did this, Japan did this, Singapore did this, China did it, it pays enormous short-term economic dividends. And that's because you're suddenly not undertaking the expense of raising all of these new children, which is quite expensive. And so it's sort of liberating for countries in that way. But what it does is it seeds long-term economic problems for you, which we discussed earlier. So that's the second part of that question. As for the first part, right before we went to break, I was mentioning the study by the Rand Corporation, which looked at the effect of abortion on the fertility rates. And what they found was it really affected fertility rates by race. The availability of abortion, basically the abortion-on-demand culture we have in America, affects white fertility only very, very slightly, very small impact. It affects Hispanic fertility a little bit more, and the only group that actually has a really robust effect on it is African Americans. African American fertility declines something like, I want to say it's 5 or 6% because of abortion. And I would flip that around and actually say that this strikes me as the worst thing. This is like, it's like a Holocaust in African American babies, and it's the type of thing that if you're pro-life, it should make you sick. This sort of racial, racialist disparate impact of this.
Margaret Sanger would have had that in mind.
Right. Well, in fact, this is exactly what Margaret Sanger had in mind. If you go back and read her writings when she was talking about the creation of the pill in 1912, she was envisioning the birth control pill. And she said specifically it was not for the educated white class. It was to keep the dysgenic types in the slums and jungles from reproducing.
Wow.
So Margaret Sanger would take this as a win, but I certainly don't. I get a little frustrated with my friends on the left who are obsessed with the idea of disparate racial impact in every sector of American life except abortion.
This is a special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, a best of. Lots more coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. Based on 30 hours of intimate interviews, the superb new PBS documentary, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words, allows the Supreme Court Justice to tell his remarkable story just as he had narrated to family members or close friends. His recollections come alive through expertly edited still photos and film footage showing his rise from desperate poverty in the segregated South to appointment to the nation's highest court. His confirmation process, nearly derailed by last-minute clearly dubious charges by one-time aide Anita Hill, makes for riveting viewing, highlighting a much younger Joe Biden's bumbling role as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The two-hour film is rated PG-13 for some of the salacious aspects of Anita Hill's testimony, but viewers of all ages will feel inspired by the heartfelt patriotism and deep religious faith that allow Justice Thomas to transcend every obstacle. Created Equal, a masterful piece of work, clearly counts among the year's best films. I'm Michael Medved.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved show.
Let's go to Mary in Dallas. Mary, you're on the Michael Medved show with Jonathan Last.
Hi, thank you. Mr. Lass, I read you in Weekly Standard all the time. I'm really glad to talk to you. I'm so glad you're talking about this issue. This, we've seen this coming for how long? A dozen years? And I will tell people this. I'll tell people that there's a coming population problem. They'll laugh. Luckily, I'm blessed with a lot of like-minded friends, especially girlfriends. And we are purposefully, a lot of us, having children that we might not have had, because we can see that this is coming. I myself have five, but I have girlfriends that have six, seven, eight, or nine kids.
Well, thank you all, and because those are the kids that are going to be paying everybody else's Social Security.
Yes, I have lots of caregivers.
Yeah, it's terrific. Jonathan Last?
Well done, Mary. I say huzzah, well done. But you know, I also say that you and your friends are going to have the last laugh, because if you go over to Europe and you go into Asia, this idea, the idea of the global fertility bust and the idea of demographic winter, is topic A There's broad agreement from both political sides, both the left and the right, and not only politicians and public policy types, but demographers. This is something they study. The European Commission puts out, you know, big chin-tugging reports about this stuff. It's going to come to America, and you will have been ahead of the curve.
Yeah, and it's let's go directly to Emil in Pasadena, California. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Just playing devil's advocate, just as a scientist 30 years ago predicted disaster, how do you know it's going to be a disaster? With technology, I mean, we already see robotics don't need as much manpower. You know, you saw revolutions in agriculture. Who knows if we're, you know, with high tech and robotics and...
Wait, Emil, you're asking a very good question, which is that, okay, the Club of Rome and all of these predictions of a soaring population and starvation, they're all wrong. How do you know your predictions of demographic disaster and shrinkage are right?
It's a great question, Emil. It's a great question. And I would say... I'm pretty careful about this in the book. I don't have a crystal ball. Nobody does. And so anybody who tells you with certainty something's going to happen 80 years out is probably selling you something. What I say throughout the book is, look, we have snapshots in time. In terms of, like, predicting population for 50 years out, I think that's pretty easy. You're not relying on, like, core ice samples the way, you know, you need to do to predict global warming. You know, you're counting up the people who are, you know, 0 to 4 years old now. You're predicting how many children they could have in 30 years. But I would say this. You have to believe then that radical change could happen. And we should always say that this is possible. But for instance, Japan. So Japan's fertility rate now is about 1.2. By 2100, if they stay at 1.2, they will lose more than 50% of their population. If they rise all the way up starting tomorrow to the replacement rate, they will lose more than a quarter of their population anyway. Now, could Japan's fertility shoot up to 4 tomorrow? It could, but I wouldn't bet the milk money on it.
Or the sake money, for that matter. We will be right back with Jonathan V. Last, his outstanding book, What to Expect When No One's Expecting.
He is a symbol of what an individual is capable of.
Michael Medved.
He is a giant among men.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. With names changing on public buildings and statues coming down almost everywhere, the cancel culture now also wants to remake our money. A full page in the New York Times proposed new faces for our coins and bills, emphasizing diversity and artistic achievement, not political leadership. They wanted Marsha P. Johnson, a self-described black drag queen and activist, for the $10 bill, with Wilma Mankiller, first female chief of the Cherokee Nation, for the $5 bill. More than 50 other historical figures also received consideration, with white males mentioned only if they were gay or leftist radicals. This meant no Mark Twain, no Frank Lloyd Wright, no Frank Capra, no George Gershwin, and so forth. In fact, reviewing the Times list reveals an inconvenient truth. In the arts, as in government, the American tradition has been shaped most importantly, though hardly exclusively, by males of European ancestry. Pretending otherwise counts as both ignorant and dishonest. I'm Michael Medved.
A few minutes more with Jonathan V. Last. His book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting. And P.J. O'Rourke gave an amusing and piquant endorsement quote. He says, a powerful argument that the only thing worse than having children is not having them. And that's exactly spot on. True for society as well. Let's go directly to Matt in Tucson, Arizona. Matt, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael. Hello from myself, my wife, and our 11 children. So we're doing our part here.
You'll like Jonathan's book.
Oh, yeah, that's why we've been reading reviews of it, and we really look forward to buying our own copy of it. And by the way, you are right. No government incentive is required or would do anything to have to do with why we're open to life and why we welcome children into our home.
Well, you're a wealthy man.
Yeah, I'm extremely wealthy in love. Now, it occurs to me, innovation, we talk about innovation and what comes next and technology and whatnot, but the next innovation doesn't exist in a lab or in a university. It exists inside a mother. Steve Jobs had to be born. Einstein had to be born.
And he had to be born and then adopted.
Adopted. I know it's even more beautiful, the story there. But, I mean, the cure to AIDS, the nuclear fusion, all of those things that we think about that are coming, they're going to come from a person that has to be born.
Well said and beautifully said, Matt. Thanks for your call and thanks for contributing so much to our future. Let's go quickly to Mace in Ogden, Utah. You're on the MedVed Show with Jonathan Last.
Yeah, Mike, I've kind of disagreed with you about for a while. I'm a conservative, but I can't think of anything that's more irresponsible. I mean, and I value individual responsibility, but I can't think of anything more irresponsible than bringing a kid into this world that you can't take care of. And you guys have cited, you know, well, the next Einstein, the next Lincoln, the next whomever. And the problem is with that argument, I kind of think that the Freakonomics argument has some merit because, well, Lincoln or Einstein is one in a million. You have 999,999 kids still that are out there that can't be taken care of, that have to be.
Okay, Jonathan Last, quick response.
The reason we have people in America adopting children from China and Russia and Ethiopia is because there are not enough American children around to be adopted. There's an enormous demand for adoption here in America, and people who are not prepared to take care of a child in America who have them, that kid will be adopted the next day.
And let us hope that there are more such cases of loving adoptions and more such cases of children welcomed into life. That's one of the themes of What to Expect When No One's Expecting. It's posted up at our website. Jonathan Last, we tried to get somebody on to debate you on this, and maybe when you come back we'll have more success. But the fact is, if people look at your book, the arguments are kind of dispositive. They're unanswerable. They are solid. And I appreciate very much your talking sense and background and context and all of it to the people of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. The current anguish over racial justice has been punctuated by intensifying demands for monetary reparations to the descendants of enslaved Americans. The prospect of arranging appropriate compensation for uncompensated slave labor that ended 155 years ago remains wildly impractical, but it also goes against the nation's highest ideals. America has always been the land of fresh starts and new life, where you're not judged by who your grandparents were or where they came from. To the greatest extent possible, your progress in life should reflect your own efforts, not your family's past. Slavery reparations emphasize the opposite idea, assigning tax-funded payouts based not on who you are, but on who your great-great-grandparents were. Joe Biden has already expressed support for a commission to evaluate slavery reparations. If this ill-advised effort becomes a major issue in the campaign, the American people will rightly reject a program designed to accentuate, not narrow, racial differences. I'm Michael Medved.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.